To begin our sermon, let us do veneration for our Lord Buddha, the perfect one. First we say Namaskara three times.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.
With the permission of Robert Rikojins, we start the sermon. As usual, this sermon, and each and every sermon, what we are doing is, if you ask why we are doing sermons and why you are attending to the sermons, do I two different groups or are you saying the sermon, someone is doing the sermon, is preaching, someone is listening in the audience? What is the difference between someone doing the preacher and the listener? Is there a difference? No, you don't have a difference. Because whatever we are doing, the basic things we have to always consider is the intention. So in this moment, the preacher doing the sermon with intention of attaining the discerning path. So if you come to the listener, you are listening to the sermon with the intention of attaining the discerning path. So when we consider both of us, we have a common goal. That means we have a common problem to solve. So basically we say that our problem is, and in day-to-day life we feel that we are suffering all the time. We feel that something going on with our life. And we also feel something void. Deficiencies there in our day-to-day life. That means we are expecting something, it is not fulfilling as we wish. There are very few moments we feel that we had what we wish. So at that moment we say that we are happy. If we say that that is happiness, all other times we have to define as we are not in happy mood or in happy state. So that's a major issue with us in our day-to-day life. And so before we are going through this Dharma, that's the situation. So when we come to the Dharma, that gives some other definition for our day-to-day problems. So then we come to know that there are process going on, suffering. So suffering mainly based on our wishes, that means our wanting. So if you can imagine the day of your birth, if you go up to that day, if you don't believe the previous births, even if you don't believe the after death. So if we take only this lifespan from birth to death, we can consider our first day as the day we came out from our mother's womb. So there is a time we start to experience the world by ourselves. Because that is the moment. Until that, when we were at our mother's womb, we had an independence. Everything happened according to the biological process going on the mother's womb. So all our requirements fulfilled by that process. And if we say that the attachment we have through the umbilical cord. So there are blood vessels coming from mother's side and it connects with the our own system and they are interconnected there. Or the supply route is there and things we don't need, we sent out from there. So therefore there was no independence. We totally depend on our mother's biological process. So when we outside from the womb, that's what we call as our birth, and that day something went wrong. So when you come out from the mother's womb, what did the doctors have? They cut off our connection. They cut the umbilical cord. So at that moment we found that there are some issues are going on there. Because at that moment we understand that we have to fulfill our requirement. So when you go that state, you can see how when you consider only our body, you can see that our body always needs many things to for existence, for survival. The major one is the oxygen. Each cell of our life, our body, start to demand oxygen. So until up to that level, the body cells receive the oxygen from the mother. But from that moment onward, things get changed because there are no supply. So now body, the cells are demanding oxygen to produce energy and survival, but we don't have way to give the supply. So at that moment, what did we do? We felt really bad experience and we feel very hard things. And it is something really painful experience we had at that moment. So therefore what we did? We start to cry because of the pain. And so the crying, that phenomenon, initiates something, what we call that. That is the initiation of our breathing. So because of that heavy brain, heavy pain and difficulty, we start to breathe ourselves to fulfill the oxygen demand of oxygen of our cells. So that is the initiation of our life. We consider the body is like now we are engaged. So there we start like that day, we felt very difficulty and we start crying and then we start breathing. You might know that if you don't cry at the first instances after the birth, what do nurses do? They even make some external things, even happy you doing something, they promote us, motivate us to cry. They ask us, please cry, cry, cry. Why? Because the breathing starts with the cry. So the second breathing, what would be doing? Is it easy thing it is doing? The first breathing is really difficult. What about second one? So if you imagine the breathing, imagine what we are doing day to day. When you are doing the breathing, you know we have rib cage there. We have to expand it and then constrict it to make the negative and positive air pressure in that chest cavity. And even there's a diaphragm below the lungs. It go up and down to make that pressure difference. With the pressure difference, we do the breathing, we get air and we spell out air from our lungs. So is that easy thing, what you think? Is that something easy? So the first breathe, what do you think, is it something easy thing done by us at that moment? Or is it very difficult? And the second one, what would be that? Is that easy? No, same difficulty is there. So you have to get effort, you have to get strength, you have to do it. And third, fourth, so on. Is that something easy? Not at all. So it is going on like that. So now what you are doing? You are breathing. So is it something easy things you are doing? No, is it something difficult things? Do you feel that breathing is very easy task or is it difficult? It's really difficult things. If I ask you to just like your arm, it's an easy thing compared to it for 5 minutes. But you feel, is it easy or is it difficult? Continue to do 5 minutes or 15 minutes or 30 minutes. It's really difficult thing to do something continuously and very difficult to do so. But what about our breathing? From first birth up to now, we are doing, but we are not claiming that. It is something very difficult. Oh, I can't do it all, and we don't complain. Now what we do, we complain. We do complain when we experience difficulty to breathing. That means that extra difficulty is a complaint, but we accept breathing is something normal. It is our default. So we live with it without complaining it. In the same time, we have fear. What is the fear with us now? If we couldn't breathe, can you imagine what would happen? Just think about you are having bath in the sea or in the water. You are under the water and there is you are obstructed for some time under the water. So at that time, what you are feeling? Do you want to come out of the water or do you want to breathe? You want to breathe. So that experience is a really difficult moment. If you experience one day or if you even imagine, that is really difficult things. So in the birth you start like that way. When you are dying, what is happening? You want to breathe, but only thing you can't do is do it. So at that moment, you feel the other way. And same as the time, the moment you give birth and start breathing, and same difficulty now you again experience when you die. Because in the when you are starting, you do first inhale. You get the air from outside to your lungs. So when you are dying, what you are doing last? You are sending out the gas, air in your lungs outside. So that's things happening in our lifespan from birth to death. So throughout that time, what is happening is the breathing process happening continuously. When there is interruption or some difficulties, we get treatment. We go to the doctor and get remedies to solve that problem. So therefore, we are always expecting to do next week without difficulty. That is the body expectation of the body having, because it knows it survived on this week. So this is the respiratory system, is the only one of the system in this, in our body. What about all other systems? If you go to the circulatory system, where the blood is circulating throughout the body, how about it? To maintain it, to keep it continuously, is it something easy for us? No, but it is happening there. We have to give all the inputs, energy and all kind of things. And lung, heart is functioning. And it do its task continuously. So it, until death, it is happening. There is no rest. So it is going on like that too. So if you go other system like the same thing, you are waste outside. So it's happening through the kidney. So chemical balance in our body maintained by our kidneys. So it filtrates the unnecessary things from the blood and it's sent out through urine. That kind of system is happening there. So from the birth up to right now, it is in an order. If it is in some other way, if it is there are some failure or something going wrong, the situation is not like this. Then we are with the doctor and we are in the hospital now. And sometimes we get external support to clean our blood. Like that too, it is a serious issue. So until the system is working properly, we are okay. But if not, we are in trouble. If we fail to do, the destiny is the death. So that's the way. So our life rely on all these systems. If something goes wrong, we said we are sick. Otherwise, it is happening, but we need to put all the energy and strength to continue it. So that's our story of our body. So body is that kind of things now we are holding. If I ask you, who are you? The only things you have with you to represent you is the body that you can only exhibit to the outside world. So but body is something very valuable thing for you, is it actually a burden for you all the time? When you get rid of this burden with your body, have any single moment that you get rid of this burden, it is there. All this burden is there because all this demand, and you have to make sure that supply should continuously carry you. So you are really under pressure with the body, the requirement of a body. That means the basic form of the body is the cell. And cells are demanding that. So you have to provide that. You have to maintain it. And even say cells are replicated, the numbers are increasing when we are growing. So demand go up day by day. And sometimes, so like that way, really big complex issues are happening in the body. Nothing give pressure to us. Whatever the functions happening in the body, do nothing to get pressure. Can you imagine something that gives us pressure? Is this respiration, breathing, does it give pressure to us? Does this blood circulation, does it give that liver that is doing the big task in the body, is it give something to us to be experience happiness? Nothing. Now system, do nothing to give pleasure. But we say that we are having pleasure through our body. How do we get that pleasure through the body? So when you get headache means something going wrong in some system. The symptom is the headache. We experience the headache. So at that time, the body can give you a pleasure. How? So you get some paracetamol or some painkillers. At that moment, you say that, I need relief. Now I am happy. So you are saying that I was in the upset mood throughout the day because of this headache. Now I am okay. Now you are saying it happily. It's so over. You get toothache. And you get some painkillers or some other remedies. And after solving that things, you are saying, I will be happy. Now I am okay. Like that. So that's the way we can have pleasure through our body. So but why we can have this body? Why we need body? Why do you need body for your life? Do you like to live without body? If you get offer, okay, you can have life, but you don't have body, are you happy to accept that? No. Even we say that it is because you don't need to maintain all your body, shall you cut off part by part and you can have good life? Without, then your demand of your demand get half, so you can remove half of your body then. So are you happy to do that? Even you don't like, even remove even one single hair from your body, even that moment also, you object it. You are not allowing. Even when you lose something, even when you drop your hairs, at that time you are worried and you are going to the doctor saying that my hair loss is happening there, can you help me to restore it? Like that. So even you can't stroke it then, even you are asking to implant hairs on my head. So that's what, that much we have attachment to our body. But we can't find a reason why we are attaching it to us. What does body do for us to have good life? So we are not quite sure what is the reason behind that. We are not thinking about it. Because we are in humble, what we have, we gave value to that and we are protecting it, we are maintaining it, we try to upgrade it. That's what we are doing. And we firmly believe body is me. So the comfort of body is my happiness and it is my purpose. That's the way we are living in this world. So actually, what does body do? Why do we need body? So whether you are happy or not, you have to maintain it. Now you can't bypass or you can't escape from that with that process. But if do you think that, but why do you need body? Yeah, idea why? Why you need body? For what you are using for your body?
To get experiences from out, to get experience from out, we have to
problems. Yeah, that's the reason. So actually, you want to experience the world. To experience the world, we need a body. So, have you think that, does body need to experience the world?
Yes.
Does Bodhi ask you to, I want to experience Bodhi, I want to experience something? No. Then who has this requirement? So, we say that Bodhi is me, then I ask you, and even I ask those who are happy to eat this and raise your hand. Then representing you are raising your hand like that, as a Bodhi. You exhibit only Bodhi, you don't see anything else from you. But then, if Bodhi doesn't need to experience the world, who needs to experience the world?
Mind.
That's the thing. So we have to think about that. Why do we need Bodhi? So Bodhi itself doesn't need Bodhi, though it do whatever to maintain it, do all the hard work, it doesn't need itself. But someone else need it. That's a mind. So the body is a machine or slave work for mind. So because of the body was needed for mind. So that's the basic thing we have to understand about ourselves. So because we don't have things other than body and mind to represent what we call self. Self is the combination of mind and body. So then we can see the body is almost total machine. It has no voice. Its only thing is just do something like a machine, because machine never make a request or do any demand. It just operates. So therefore the body is something we have to see as a machine. Then who need to maintain this machine properly? So it is our mind. Our mind need to keep this properly. So therefore, it always worry about the body. The mind is a, it has a real pressure about is the body, because it knows that if body functions well, that's only where it can survive. If machine broke down, there is no possibility of mind to exist associated with that body. So therefore, existence of mind based on the body. So therefore, as we said, from birth to death, our mind fully engaged on maintaining, upgrading of our body. So it is spent and all the input, with the input to maintain it. That's why we are going for, we are having food, we are breathing, we get medicine, and we give protection, all kind of things. Actually do by the mind. It makes plans, it do some functions. So everything doing through the body, but governed by the mind. It's like our smartphone, or it's like our television or whatever. So they can operate and they can do whatever, but without our requirement, it can't do so. So we have to give command, do this, show this, go through this and arrange this and like that way, whatever. Even modern AI, we feel that it can do whatever, it's like they are brilliant. It's doing things in short time like that way. But does it show happy to do it by itself or Does he do it only by demand? When we do request, he do. That's the way it is operating. So it's the same as our body. So when we give demand, instructions, that's the way the body functions. So that's the story of body. So mind is then rich. It has its own body and it can enjoy the world. Does mind enjoy the world? With these possessions and other things belong to it. So is it have a good life? If you come to it, you can just imagine what it is. Though we can't say where is the mind and like the basic problems are always there. But if you just imagine your mind, does it have a good life, joyful life? Because it has very faithful servant and good machine with it for fulfilling all the requirement. And with that richness can is it happy things? Is it always experience happiness? No. Because the mind is not something we are calling talking, this is something you will have, no? So we have to think about our own mind. So is it always in happy mood, no? Always in trouble. When you consider only body, though it is sure that it is slave. Body is a slave for the mind, but mind always with tension about the body. It has always pressure to maintain it. It has always think about maintenance, upgrading, all kind of things. That's why we are engaging, earning money and serving, having properties and house, all kind of things. Do this machine to fulfill the requirement of the mind. So therefore mind is not free. It has always engaged to these activities and to all its existence. So it is always pressure. And as we said, when does mind get happy? Experience happiness. So in your life, at what time you are experiencing happiness? So you have your own body, it is controlled by your mind, it is the boss. When does the boss is happy? If you pay only about the attention on the body, it is the time. The body maintains well, the main body doesn't have issues. So but it always has fear on about the body. If something going wrong, it knows it affecting badly. So it's like our factories, if we are factory, if we are vehicle, that the same way we are thinking about it. If you hear something unusual sound when you are driving, you are worried about the vehicle, is doing something wrong. Is because of the vehicle or is because of your requirement? Because you want to go to your destination on time. But when you heard an unusual sound from the vehicle, are you worrying about the vehicle or are you worrying about yourself? You are worrying about yourself. That's the way mind works on it. So sometimes if mind wants something desperately, even at that time he put his body put into the risk also. So if you just imagine that you are in front line, you engage in the war. So at that time, his main target is winning. At that moment, he put his body into risk because his intention to winning is more powerful than the basic requirements, maintaining the body. That's how things going on there. So therefore, the mind has priorities. So mind work with the priorities. So it need to see things, hear things, smell, taste, and tactile, touch through the body. So it need body support. Otherwise, body can't have that. So through the body, that we call eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body itself. Help it to receive that stimuli from the outside. So, but the mind has its own plan. So, we always expect to have free access to all kinds of these things. And because of some reason, it has priorities. What kind of things it should see there, and what kind of things it should experience. Sight, sound, smell, taste, touch. So that has priorities. Why do you have priorities in your life? If you take your mind, it has priorities to have that. Experience some these senses. What is the reason behind your priorities? Yeah, that's it. Basically, these are our views. According to the views that hold by the mind, we have priorities. So, we want to see that what we are expected to see. Because we think that's worth to see, then we want to see them. We think that this taste, that food, worth to have that taste, experience that taste. Therefore, we give the worth, the value to that food, and we are following it. And all other kind of experience the same. So we have priority according to our view, and we go behind them. So that's what we are thinking about ourselves. That's the way things are happening. So whatever that, even right now, when you wake up in the morning, you might have think about what I'm going to do today. So that means for the mind, what is now planning? What I'm going to experience today. So we have hundred of things to do, can do, could do in this way. But why did you choose this schedule to come to this sermon and have this? So that's the thing. Today mind, when mind evaluate the time and all the it get the judgment that conclusion that I am spending the day on this manner and I want to experience this kind of things. So that's what now we are feeling. So when you are sitting for this sermon, what was the intention of your mind? So you had the intention. So the mind has predetermined intention to have, to get chance to listen something you like. That is your intention. Sometimes it is subject wise. Overall, you want to hear a good sermon. So that's what's your intention. So now, what is going on with you? Are you having good or the one you are expected to, or is it doing something unexpected? What is going on with you? So if you only know what it is, only knowing by your mind. So now mind fear with hatred feelings if it is not going according to its wish. If it is going according to its wish, now it is enjoying and it is attaching to this event happening here. So what was there then throughout these sermons? What is in your mind? The first thing is, you had expectation, you had wanting. You believe that there are sermon, sermon is conducting here, I can listen to it. So that expectation is your delusion. You are in delusion. So when you start experience, what goes with the delusion? So if it is happening your wish, now it becomes a desire or greed. So we call it in Pali, it is going to raga. If it goes away from the your wish, now delusion goes to the other end, that is the hatred feeling, aversion. In Pali it is desha. So he was with moha and it turned into raga or desha. So always, what is with you then? Either raga, desha or moha. What do you think about these three things? Can you get pleasure from these three things? Can you experience the happiness through this raga, desha and moha? All of these three things, what are they? What is good for you? No, that's a problem. So whatever you experience, what can you have then, through them? Whatever you experience, what can you have through them, through that experience? You have to go, you have to choose either one of them. You can't escape. You are in a state of moha, raga and desha. So it is the vocal one is the moha. There should be moha there. That's why there should be event, there should be preacher here, there should be audience here. And you are there because you believe that it is same way. So it is a moha delusion. So from that, when you are experiencing, so you know that you can have experience. That's your delusion. And with delusion, you go to either raga or desha or the moha. That's why we say that we are in moha moha, moha raga and moha desha. One of the states you have to accept. Accept means you have no way to escape from these three feelings. So you start from your birth until death. You have body, you have mind. So your body always with trouble. It is a burning. Because it has high demand, never stop, and we have to fulfill the supply. We have to supply this demand. We can't get rest. There is no rest in the body. So it is going on like that manner. So machine is really burning. But even we can feel okay if it is on the metal in the machine. But even mind itself, because it wanted to body to experience the world, and body itself was a word for it, and the experience, what it can say now, how about the experience? Is it really nice things or something bad? Because each experience, what does it receive? Raga, desha, moha. So it does it give the happiness to you? Can mind be happy with that raga, desha, moha? So it is really interesting. So, say, what is the point of this life? You are having like this kind of life, you know, maintaining this burden, that body, and you are saying that you need body to experience something, but even the experience itself gives the burden. Is it a problem to you? What do you think? Is it a problem to you or is it okay? I worry about that. I worry about your body and I worry about your mind. Because mind is a really big thing and is doing all these tasks and it has no face pan doing all these things. But this poor mind do all the hard jobs. But what is the things he gain doing these everything? We can't have some things to point out that give something good to mind. So just think about your life that's happening from birth to death. The body underburn in the fire all throughout this whole time, and the mind itself is going down this way. We feel something going wrong with our body and mind. Or are you thinking about it in your day-to-day life? Is something going wrong? Or are you doing something else? So if you get our life, we come up to this level. All the time we have some things to, some tasks to do. And some moment things happen according to our expectations. Those moments we feel that it is a happy moment. Some moment we couldn't, some occasion we couldn't achieve it. So still we are worrying about it. So that's why our life experience are in our past. So we say that we are happy moment. And we had the experience bad moment. So what was the majority? With the abundance of happy moment to abundance of bad moments. That's the thing. So if we have to see this life in many ways. Life is not something else, it is about ourselves. What is going on with us? So from the birth, after, as we said, when we cut down the metal cord, the connection between mother and you, we had the fear. Because of, we couldn't understand what is going on. So we had to experience pain in our body, because every place is asking, demanding things. Supply, so at that moment you start the problem. And we are maintaining the same pain. It becomes our default. Now we don't feel that it has a pain. Because it is our default status. And we just to maintain that default status of our pain. It is no more pain, but when you go above the default, now we feel it as pain. And when you have that kind of pain, and the day when you are getting relief from that pain, what do you see? I am happy. You get the pleasure. So that's the story of your body. And actual body can't feel it. This is story of your mind. Mind experiences things like that dream. So all the things happening on that man. So the mind always see pressure and all the fear and all kind of things. And this is default status. And while functioning on that status, it feels it gets. It needs something extra. Because it always happy to have some. It is always demanding happiness and want to experience happiness. So it Therefore, it is always open to see what are the things that can give happiness to it. So therefore, it is always open to hear to others and learn by seeing. So, therefore, by hearing, by seeing, you get ideas, the ways it can be happy. What we call them, the idea. Those are the views. So it get views throughout the life, it get views. If I can have this, I can be really happy. If I can have the access that, I can be really happy. And it always, therefore it has always open doors. And anybody, anything can be the views. When you are going back home, when you go with happy mood, I mean, if your friend meet you, if he asks, where are you? Like that way, if you talk very enthusiastically about your experience here today, and you say, hey, it is really nice time I have today, and I also really enjoy it. It is very useful like that way. When you explain to your friend what goes on with him, in his mind, he too feel that, oh, I don't experience it. Then I too can be happy by experiencing it. That's the way things are going in this world. So it may be good, or some bad views are accepting the mind, because always it is always in thirst of happiness. It has the thirsty, you can't never fill up. You can't never satisfy. The mind can't never satisfy, it's always in. So it always seeking the ways be happy. So that's the way you have to see yourself. So always what you are doing, you are seeking, you are searching ways to be happy. That's what we are doing, saying that we are living means we are searching. So we get the view, if we got view that these things give happiness, then what will happen? Then we say that we want it. So now the mind knows it can be happy by doing what? But fulfilling the wanting. Now what is going on? Is your mind is happy now? No, now it is in the trouble. So now it believes that if I can have it, the wanting, if I can fulfill the wanting, I can be happy. But what is the things happening right now? Is it available now? No, now it is in real worry, because it is not with it. So that we call suffering. Now we are suffering because we got the view that thing, so that whatever can give the happiness, by experiencing it we can have happiness, but it is not with us. So now we are suffering. So what we are doing now? Now we are trying to have happiness, so now we are trying to get rid of suffering. Get relief for the suffering. We start from something with wanting, we know that we get relief that having that we can be happy. But now we fell into some other trouble. Now we are suffering because the something that can give happiness to us is doesn't with me. So therefore now the suffering is going on there. So you can't bear the suffering, now what you have to do? You need to relieve all the suffering. So now what you are doing is to get the relief, now you are working hard. You're trying all the ways to get relief from the suffering. And if you, if your view is something very little one, you are lucky. If it is a big one, you are in real big trouble. If you say that you found that having a modern car is the way you can experience the happiness. If you are a poor guy, if you are, don't have that much of money, what was wrong with you now? Now you are suffering, and to get relief of suffering is your now task, your job. So now you have to make a plan. Now you have to think, how do I can have, how can I earn that much of money to buy a car? So now with the time, now you are working. You are working hard. You are starting business. You are asking loans. Whatever, have a car. So it may take about 5-10 years to collect that sum of money and buy a car. So throughout that time, are you happy with your life? No, you are suffering all throughout all the times. The one day you achieve and you collect all the money required to buy the car, and you bought a car. At that moment, when you have a key of the car to your hand, what do you feel? You feel pleasure. You are happy now. Are you happy because of fulfilling your wanting? No, you are getting relief from your suffering. Actually, what was happened is now you get relief. So 10 years you are under high pressure. So it is over now. It is no more burden for you now. The suffering is over. And so your mind feels relief that you experience as pleasure. But at that moment, do you think there is a relief of pleasure? Suffering, no, something else. That pleasure, how will you get that pleasure? Is that fulfilling your wanting? No, feeling of suffering. But you believe that this pleasure comes from the fulfilling your wanting. So you are not looking back about your suffering, but you are looking at your new car. Now you think that this car brought me happiness. So if something brings you to happiness, that pressure, what do you do? You are attaching to it. So give high value to it, and you are attaching to it, and you, because you think that the car brought you happiness. But honestly, what was happening is you are under pressure for all these 2 or 10 years. Your mind was really under pressure, and then you could get relief. Actually, what did you do that moment? Who gave that 10 years suffering? Which lead to you to have that much of suffering, that chronic suffering throughout that 10 years? The view you had with your mind. You thought that having a car is the way I can have experience the happiness. That we, and you work as a slave to achieve that. And you accept 10 years of your life to experience you, expecting the happiness. So now you see that you get only relief from the suffering. But it is okay. But at the same time, you make attachment to the object that wanted you to, and the starting point of your suffering. Now it becomes your real friend, most worthy things in your life. Actually, it is the one initiating the suffering, that wanting. Now you believe that, that wanting make me give rich pleasure. So it is my good friend now. So I want to maintain it. So what is happening now? Now you have a lot of responsibility, a lot of duties. You have to look after it, you have to secure it, you have to maintain it. Whatever takes now, you have to do it. So now you are the owner, you are the driver, you are the security guard, you are the cleaner. We are the servant equipped to the service stations and garage. Whatever, you have to find the parking places. You have to drive securely. Your things, you do it here, but you attach. So rest of the life, go along with car. Does it give to your pleasure, leisure or pleasure? It's always due to pleasure. But you took idea that, view that, having it, you can experience the happiness. Think about all the things that you attach in your life. What do they do to you? In the same story, each and every thing you believe that can make me happy. What does it do? It has same story. For having it, we are suffering. For maintaining it, we are suffering. In between there is very little moment is there that we experience the pleasure. Again, you can have a pleasure. At what point? One day, when you park the vehicle in the parking lot, when you were coming back, it was not there. Are you feeling happy now? No. Now you are really worried. The things that gave you a burden, but you thought that it is the one who gave me happiness. Now it is not with you. Now you are worrying badly. You get clear and you are thinking what was happening, and then you make complaint and all kind of this. You are searching here and there, calling them and try your best to find it. After 1 month time, all the time you are in worry about because you lost your car, but you get one call from the police. They are telling that we found your car. Come and collect it. At that moment, what you can have? Again, you can have pleasure from the same car. There is a thing. So to have a pleasure, what you have to do? You have to experience the trouble again and it should come to the report. When you come to the report, you can experience the happiness. It's the same as your body. Your body should undergo in trouble. When it comes to the default, you say that, but I am okay now, I am very happy. You have to understand that this everything happening in your mind. So mind get cheated all the time, for all the life. That is our story. You think that you get cheated. Why are you okay? Are you a respectable person? People? Oh, with the knowledge and all kind of things you have. I think are you having a good life? Are you enjoying in this life? But do we find that people and even yourself? Are you saying that I'm having a bad life? Oh, I am having a troublesome life. Oh, I am under pressure like that. No, you say everything's okay. But some moment, I am in trouble. So, because if we have trouble in some moments, you need external support. Therefore, you are associated with people and things, and again you need knowledge like that things. That's why you are seeking these kind of things from outside. Because you know sometimes you are experiencing difficulty in your life. But is it sometimes so, is it never ending? It's never ending. If you believe only this life, man, you don't need to believe about your previous births or after births or something else. Just think about this life, man, from birth to death. See from yourself. Am I having a good life? Otherwise, am I thinking that I am having a good life? Just think about, is it real? Then, the day you are trying to think about yourself, you may understand something going wrong. If you can't understand this, you never understand this, and you finish up this life again. So, it is no need to worry about that. It is a default status. People get birth, and then people die, that's all. What is the matter of that? Is something happening in this world, in the nature? That's a natural phenomenon. Having birth and give birth and death, and in between we live. So every living beings has the same experience. So if compared to human people, as we can see the animal world, they are million trillion times beings are there. So if they don't have any problems, they accept that. They accept the birth, they accept the death. Though mind is trying to have life long as possible, but nobody can reject things. Birth we can't reject and go away. Even the death we can't reject and go away. You have to accept it. So that's a life. So that's the way our life is going on. So what is the difference between animals and ourselves? If you think only we have human world and animal world, we too are animal in the biological sense. But what is the difference between human and animals? What do you think? What is the difference between human and animals? What would be the difference?
We can analyze things that we do in our feelings.
Yeah, that's the thing we spoke so far. The thing is, only ourselves can understand what is going on with us. Only ourselves, that human can understand the reality of the life. What is going on with us. But animal can't do so, as you said, they can't analyze what is happening there. They accept it. Whatever they are experiencing is the world nature. They accept the birth and they accept the death. And they know in between the life is going on. We do accept, but we can question and we can see what is happening in between, why these things are happening, and if we are not happy with what is happening right now, we can think about change it. That's the difference. We can analyze the things we are doing, and we can determine the best outcome we can achieve in this lifetime. That is the thing that make diverse people in this world. So each individual has its own view. The way we have experience the life when we are living. So that's why we are different to each other. So someone thinking, enjoy the world by seeing the things in this world. Someone else on the other way. Like that way you'll be, every human being, trying to experience the world in different manner. It's rely on the view they are holding. Therefore, if you take the human population in the the global human population is around 8.3 or 8.5 billion. Each of the person in this world has its own being. It is not dependent on the view, things happen in the same way. So they get birth, they live, and they die. So each individual experience that pain. So therefore, we all have same story. But compared to the animals, we can experience this story in different way. That's why, because the views can change us, and we can make the real differences in our life. So in the society, some views we can see them as positive views, some of them are negative. If the society get benefits, we say that individuals are holding positive views. If society get disaster, we say it is negative. But if you come to your own life, now you have right to hold the view that give goodness to you. That's the choice we have. That's why some people are interested to see what is going on and what is the best. Everybody is doing the same, but some people going beyond the average and think too much. If you take our Lord Buddha, when he as a lay person, he found the reality of the life. He also questions about himself, what I am doing. Then he found the reality as we discussed. So everything, first we found that it is no point to do things if it is things start from birth, then it is ending in the death. It is not very important about what has happened in between. If we believe that only we have one life. So therefore, and the questions about what is this joyfulness, because he had a very luxurious life, according to that social status and that society. He had many void or inhibitions in the material world, whatever he want, they were available with him. So everybody can claim that it is the most luxurious life. So, but he found that when he thinking, is there real happiness there? So he found that the happiness is not there. He himself is in trouble, all the other beings with him and in the world are in the trouble. We all are in the same trap. Because what we believe, the happiness is not really happiness. The happiness is the get relief from the suffering. So that is not the true happiness. That's why he left his own luxurious life and he wanted to search the real truth in this world. He followed the teachers at those days and tried to get the knowledge about this subject. And though he couldn't satisfy what is going on, because that teaching were not capable to give the answer for that all the question he had with him. So therefore he thought that he can't find the truth from the other persons in the world, so he has to find the answer from himself. Then he followed the path, his own path, and tried his best, and he experienced many difficulties, but finally he enlightened. After enlightenment, because of the compassion on us, because of his intention to help others, even before the getting enlightened, and he delivered his finding to us. Then he described our life as we discussed so far, and then he took what he did to us. He showed us the reality of our life now we are having, and why we are having this kind of life, why we are experiencing this kind of life. And he always showed the causes behind that, why we have this kind of life and what is going on. And then he showed the path us to have real happiness and achieve it. And that's it. We call that Buddhist teaching. So you all are here to listen to the Buddhist teaching. But I think our time is over now. Only thing we have to understand that the Lord Buddha is teaching. What does it have? The way it is affecting us. And finally, after having the teaching and understanding it and realizing it, what could be the last thing happening in our life? To be happy, to reach happiness. So we have to change our view. After having this realization, we change our view, the way we are holding right now. So all the teaching do, and all the teaching help us to change our view. So it is 180 degree turn. That's it. So basically, what is the view we are having is Nitya Sukhartha right now. And the Nitya Sukhartha view give the light that we described so far. But we are not happy with this life. If we understand the problem of this way of life, the experience we are having right now, we feel there is trouble in this world. So then we are seeking the refuge and help from the Buddhist teaching. So Buddhist teaching only do one thing. It changes your view that you are holding. So it changes your view to Anicca Dukkha Anatta. There is a day you find the truth. With realization you find the truth and you will experience the real happiness. So you are following the Buddhist teaching just to change your view. So you have to understand, first of all you have to understand the reality of the view you are holding right now. So that view, what you are experiencing in this world, what is going on with you, that is the main motivation you to find the new view, because if you try to find that you are in trouble now, otherwise you don't need to view, you don't need to change. So if you sincerely believe that there should be a change in your life, the views you are holding, this path is open for you. When you come into this path, most difficult thing is not accepting new view. What is the most difficult thing? Abandoning the views that you are holding right now. So that view is really powerful one, because you are coming that view for a samsaric journey. It is not ready to defeat, withdraw from that view. And it always protect it. It fight for that view and all kind of powers it used to protect it. So therefore, not it must be easy. That's why Lord Buddha said that he can't do the task for us. So we have to do ourselves, because we have to see the world through our life, and we have to find, we have to realize the reality that that thing can do only by ourselves. Understand the reality of our life. Then when you understand the things, the teaching of the Lord Buddha may be, by when you follow the teaching of Lord Buddha, you can see yourself that, oh, the answer is there. So that is the motivation you to go through that. Otherwise, if you believe that all the changes will be done by the teaching, it never happen. Don't expect it. So everything rely on you. The teaching can't do anything. Teaching only can do show the path. Go through the path is your responsibility. So with that message, I think we can conclude the sermon. So then just think about what we did meditate at least from morning to up to now, and just think about most of the things about yourself. Use this, all this merit to understand the truth, then go through the path that brings you to the happiness. And same time, just think about people who are helping to have this kind of events and helping you to get rid of suffering. And same time, think about the people who are in the outside who are supporting you. And same time, think about the your relatives and all kind of people you met throughout your samsaric journey. And deliver the merits you gain to them and all of them. Hope them and all of them come into supreme discipline. May the noble triple gem be with you.